The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.
Downstairs for Prestige Jaco, a pre-match interview. Brand new and used Jaco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, you name it. The team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe has got it all. Dash Parkin.
Thanks, guys. Justin got the cup of tea, which is obviously, I think, quite appropriate given the conditions. But last week, the win over Gold Coast, did you feel you took what you needed to out of that? And I guess, what are you looking for today as you sort of run towards September?
Yeah, we did. Even though, you know, there's knocks on Gold Coast form, we felt like in review that we actually played out our style of footy. We got back to holding our shape across the ground, and we got back to a bit of free-flowing ball movement. I mean, Gold Coast pressure probably wasn't at the level that we expected in some sense, but you know, our ability to connect inside 50 and hit the scoreboard was as good as it's been since the bye, probably.
When we talk about ruck contests, the Collingwood Melbourne game is probably considered to be the title fight between Grundy and Gawn. Does he have an extra look in his eye, Brody, when they come up against the D's, just knowing that that's probably the other main rival?
Oh, I think they're both really proud footballers, and not only proud but really competitive beasts. So you have to be to get where they are, and to be the number one and two ruckman in the comp. So, yeah, I've seen Brody on the players' computers studying a lot this week, and you know, probably our midfield got a little bit touched up against them last time. So they're going to try and get on top in there, and Brody plays a big part in that.
Justin, Ian Cohen here, Ben Casnelia, Tim McGrath, and also Heath Buck. Good luck.
G'day, boys.
This afternoon. What about the absence of Mason Cox? We know he's been a bit in and out. An eye injury is always a nasty and potentially dangerous injury as well. How is he first up, and what does he do structurally in the absence? Magden obviously comes into the lineup. What's going to be different about that Magpie forward line?
Probably won't be a lot different. Ruffy's going to play forward, and he's going to play a very similar role to Coxie's played. And the one thing about Ruffy is that his contest is as good as anyone in the team. And although we really pride his effort and contest down back, we feel like he can not only replace Coxie but actually take us to another level, because he's been so good for us this year. His confidence is sky high. So we feel like we've picked a team that replicates our structure ahead of the ball, but also flexible enough that if we need Ruffy down back, we can throw him down back. As for Coxie, he actually went in and had his retina replaced on his sore eye. So that was a really obviously bad injury, but they also found something wrong with his other eye. So he's had both eyes operated on, and he's on his back for 10 days in his bed. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's quite a significant injury, and obviously he'll miss the rest of the year.
Now, having had significant eye surgery, that is not a pleasant place to be, so he'll certainly be feeling that for the next 10 days. Talk to us more about Roughhead. 34 goals in 157 games. Forward 50's not his natural territory.
No, it's not. He has played a little bit of footy there, but I mean, I think his last few years at the Bulldogs, he was more of a ruckman and pinched hit in the forward line at times. So we feel like the tall roles we ask Majacek and Cox to play and Reid when he's in are pretty simple roles, and they're just to provide a contest for us when we need one long down the line, but also provide a contest inside 50 to make it really predictable for our smalls. And that's why we've tried to maintain the same structures, because it's been really predictable for us. And when we play our best footy, we rely on those guys to give us a contest. So we'll see how it looks today.
Justin, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick. You haven't got a nip of something in that tea, have you?
No, it's a black. I've got a black coffee on the go, so a bit of caffeine always gets me up and about.
It'll keep you going. You realise, you probably don't, but today's a really big day for your footy club, trying to overcome your K-Rock curse, because when you sit in the special comments chair for Goddings, which you're doing tomorrow, I think the previous two times you've done it, your team has put in an absolute stinker. Have you worded them up that I've got to overcome the K-Rock curse this week?
Well, a little bit, yeah, as it has been on the back of my mind, and a little bit sort of thinks that you guys have dragged me down a little bit, because early in the year when I was up and about and the Pies were up and about, I was coming into K-Rock off a couple of wins, but now it's sort of reversed a little bit. I'm starting to wonder whether it's you, Cass, that's dragging me down
a bit. We are very good at mozzing. Now, we've got to ask you this. Killed a job, obviously.
It's Ben's MO, actually. That's what he does. He just drags you down.
No, look, we're certainly not doing that. Looking forward to today's game. We were here last week to see you against the Suns. Just your own footy journey. Obviously, there's talk. Your name's been mentioned. I heard it on the radio a few times during the week in terms of the St Kilda job. How's all that sit? And your focus is obviously on today, but are you getting an interview? Are you looking to get an interview? How does it work?
It's sitting really comfortable at the moment, and all I'm hearing is that they're going to go through a process, and they're not in a rush to get anything in place. So I'll wait for that call, and hopefully it comes through my manager shortly.
Do you have your presentation ready? How does that work? Are you ready to go if they said come in on Thursday or whatever it was?
Hopefully they give me a little bit more notice than that, because I'll whack something together. But, I mean, as you go through, as I've gone through my coaching career, I've documented a lot of things that I believe in. And, you know, you try and learn off senior coaches and other coaches as you go, and you try and cross-reference your own philosophies against what they do, and you take things I've taken a lot of things of what Simo taught me, I've taken a lot of things of what Bucks has taught me, so it's sort of an ongoing document that if I don't even get an interview, I'll still continue to work on, because, you know, I'm on a journey to be the best coach I can be, and that won't stop when I become a senior coach.
What have you learned from K-Rock?
There's a good mix between professionalism and a little bit of banter.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very, very good. One last one before I'll crow at the other boys. Just who often ask the coaches, particularly late in the season now, whose journey have you enjoyed being part of this year as a coach in terms of a player? Who have you enjoyed watching develop in 2019?
Well, one guy, he comes in today, is Jack Madgen. He came to us at the start of last year from a basketball background. He was a college basketballer who decided to come home and try his hand at footy. And I just love his professionalism. He tips into his game more than any player that I've ever seen. He's really ambitious. So he's wanted to play and probably deserved to have played more footy this year. But he puts that disappointment aside to focus on his process and to get better. And his form over the last 4 weeks at VFL level has just knocked the door down. So I'm really excited to see how he goes today.
We're talking with Justin Longmire inside the Collingwood huddle. Thanks to Prestige. Jayco 2019 can be the year that you jump into a Jayco. Here's Heath Buck.
Justin, now Will Hoskin-Elliott played behind the ball a couple of weeks back against the Tigers just for the week and then went back forward last week. Tell us the thinking behind that. Was that just to find a bit of the ball? Was he out of form? I mean, because he started slowly last week but ended up kicking four goals and really looked like he was back to some really good touch.
Well, to be honest, it was just a little wake-up call for him to say that if he doesn't start hitting the scoreboard, he's going to have to play back permanently. So it seemed to have worked a little bit. It was probably more of a needs basis, to be honest, Bucky. We lost three backs out of the West Coast game and sort of, well, I suppose, put a bit of a makeshift back line against GWS. But we thought, well, and then the morning of the Richmond game, we lost another back. So it was a needs basis. He was the next best in line on our list and in the team. So he played reasonably well. He was probably our best back that night and found a bit of the footy and was really clean in the condition. So he translated that form to the forward line, and, you know, four goals was a good effort last week. So he's going to be really important to give us a little bit more aerial now that Coxie's going down, and hopefully he can replicate that form.
Do you feel like the Jamie Elliott just started to find a little bit of touch last week? I mean, these conditions today might even suit him a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good pickup, because he has been off a little bit, and I think it's more just getting not only comfortable at the level, but comfortable in his body again. And second week up last week, he looked a little lot sharper. We know that he brings really good forward pressure and elite defence, and it'd be really good to see him get more reward for effort, because he's had a pretty tough journey the last couple of years to get where he is now.
Justin, just going back to Ben's question about the proposals and what you need to do to go into a coaching interview. You've obviously got your own structure, your own philosophies and what you've learnt, but if St Kilda ring you, you need to tailor it to their cattle. If Carlton ring you, you need to tailor it to them. How many sort of man hours do you need to put in, or is that something that's ongoing, you're monitoring those opportunities anyway and maybe being aware of what cattle, because each club's different, each club has strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, I suppose it's just more about your own personal reflections on where you see them, where you see that they're at, both as a list and a culture point of view. But the other thing is to be yourself, because the best coaches in the AFL, or best coaches in the world are themselves, and that's what allows them to be sustainable in the job. So that I think you just got to approach the interview as who you are, and if that's a good fit for the footy club, they'll make that decision.
And Justin, any big orders on the table making?
No, there hasn't been. I've just shifted house and I've got a single garage, so I haven't got a lot of space. So just trying to keep it to one piece a month at the moment.
So what are you doing at the minute in terms
He's just moved to Moorabbin. Don't give him a hard time.
What are you making at the moment?
No, I've actually put the tools away at the moment.
Just on focusing on the finals. Just taking it one table at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of tools, shut up, Ben. All right?
That's gold.
Justin, appreciate your time. Good luck this afternoon, and obviously good luck with further aspirations as well. We enjoy tracking your journey with you, and we love having you as part of the K-Rock team.
Good on you, boys. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin.
Longmuir downstairs with Darren Parkin as well. Pre-match Jayco interview, and 2019 can be the year that you jump into a Jayco. See the experienced team at Bellarine Highway, Newcombe.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.